Good morning. Welcome to From the Stand. This is Wednesday, if you're keeping track. They start to all run together. But this is day three of the show, and we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk a little bit about the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion with some folks from the D-Day squadron who helped shepherd a number of C-47s and DC-3s across the Atlantic to participate in the festivities over in Normandy. We'll also be talking with Colonel Kim Campbell, who's an A-10 pilot and here for Women Venture, and Kirk Fetland will bring us the latest information on the EIA B-25 Berlin Express and that multi-year restoration that has been going on here at Oshkosh, all with the help of volunteers. But right now, Mikey McBrien is joining us. Good morning, sir, and welcome back to Oshkosh.
Oh, morning. Thanks for having me, Steve.
So, Mikey is probably, you burst onto the television scene with your dad and ICE pilots a number of years ago. What was the genesis of that whole series?
The genesis of that series is they'll pretty much put anybody on television. And so up in northern Canada, flying the DC-3s, right. DC-4s, Curtis C-46s, and all that fun stuff. And that was, just throw a camera in. You don't have to make anything up because the adventure happens.
It certainly did. We watched it unfold for several seasons, mm-hmm. But now you've moved on to something different and really leveraging the technology of today to get that story out, using social media to tell a pretty interesting story about a DC-3 and a restoration YouTube show called Plane Savers.
Yes, correct. So, yeah, I bought it. You know, it's all social media. I bought a DC-3 off eBay.
Okay.
And I thought, how am I going to pay for this thing? Well, let's start a YouTube channel and start earning ad revenue and follow the process of everything. And it grew. Like, I didn't know anything about editing. I didn't know anything really about anything. And so as I was making the episodes, daily episodes, 156 of them, we got a DC-3 flying at the end of it. So it was awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the history of that particular airplane.
So the DC-3 that we got was Charlie Foxtrot Delta Tango Delta. It was a D-Day veteran. It was made in 1944 as a C-47A. And then after the war, it was converted by Canadair to a TCA, Trans-Canada Airlines passenger ship. And then it went to the Department of Transportation. And then it was given to a museum, sat in the bush for 27 years, rotted away, until we showed up with a GoPro.
Wow. What was the airplane like when you got it?
It was basically stripped. It was the aircraft, all the flight controls were rotted off. The engines, of course, were being gone for decades. All the doors and everything were open. There was a squirrel living in the cockpit. And we had to evict the squirrel. And
right.
We had to find him a new home. And
very good. And some birds in the overhead compartment?
Yeah, generations of birds. I felt bad because they've probably grown up there their entire lives.
Now their home is gone.
Yeah, homeless birds.
So you did most of this restoration right out in the open?
Yeah, we did. We hands on the aircraft, it took us 56 days.
Right.
There was a lot of prep work, you know, getting the parts ready. But, it was 95% volunteer work and just grabbing people walking by, saying, hey, do you want to work on an airplane? We need your help. So
that's amazing. And I forget his name, but one of your lead volunteers actually was there almost every single day, but missed the first flight.
Yeah, Bobby. Bobby, he took off work for 56 days. And right the day we're going to fly on June 6th for the 75th anniversary of D-Day, his daughter had a guitar recital. And he skipped our event to go support his daughter, which, as I say, if he doesn't win Father of the Year, he should.
Definitely. Well, but you, of course, had it on video, so it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. And then, so you can relive it over and over again.
This is what you missed.
Yes.
So what were some of the challenges that went into getting the airplane flying? And as you mentioned, your goal was to fly it before or on the anniversary day, June 6th of this year.
Everything was a challenge.
Okay.
Everything. The aircraft had no C of R, C of A data plates. Or any of the parts. So everything from a paperwork standpoint, a physical standpoint, a mental standpoint, it was all different challenges, but it was the people. Airplanes are awesome, of course, but people are 10 times more amazing. So it was all about having the work ethic of the people working with.
And that's something we hear many, many times here at AirVenture. It's the airplanes that bring us together, but the people that keep us coming back and involved.
100%.
Yeah. So as the channel and the episodes were posted, did you see an increase in the number of people and support that was coming?
100%, yeah. Like I started, it was like 800 subscribers, and right now I think we're at 3,600 or 36,000.
Wow.
And, yeah, the support is just being amazing. And running into people throughout the event here has just been nice. And in hearing a guy came from Tokyo to come see us,
wow.
A lot of people from California and all over, just specifically to see us. And, of course, everything else here is amazing too.
Sure.
But that feels very special. That's something that didn't exist 6 months ago. It can help bring people together.
Along with the volunteer support, was there monetary support that came?
Yeah, so with the YouTube and sales and merchandise and the new way of how the internet works, yeah, we were able to be basically cost zero. So all the money that was spent, like you spent $5,000 on pizza, $3,300 on Tim Hortons. So if there's any Canadians and you know what Tim Hortons is. So coffee and pizza. Pizza is the most efficient way to feed people. By the way, I learned that.
Okay.
So,
and one of the episodes, I think there was a comment that one of your volunteers that was asked how many pieces of pizza they had, and he had the exact count, 146.
Oh yeah, because you're working that hard. Like we were all doing 12, 14-hour days every day. You just eat anything,
right.
Anything. So it was great. But yeah, and who would deliver? We're in the middle of nowhere, so you know pizza. Pizza and where was it? Like hamburgers too. A lot of hamburgers.
So who did deliver the pizzas, or did you have to go get them and bring them
Uber
back?
Uber Eats. Huge, huge shout out to Uber Eats. They really saved the day.
Again, we're going back to the internet and social media
internet,
to get things done. That's just incredible. As I was researching the story of the airplane and your journey to get it flying, how much technology has changed the way we interact. It's no. From the ICE pilots, which was, okay, I'm going to have to watch this once a week or DVR it at that time, to something that I could sit down and watch as many episodes as I had time to watch and then go back to it when I had time to watch it again.
Yeah.
It's simply amazing how that technology has brought us so much content and also brought us together in such a unique way.
Oh, huge. You know, ICE pilots, there was 40 people. So there was, like, I'd be talking on camera. And 40 people until it got to you through networks and editing and everything. And now it's literally just my GoPro, me and you.
Yeah.
It's an interaction and on a personal basis. And there's no gate guards anymore.
Right.
Just, if you like it, watch it. If you don't, there's a million other things to watch.
Yeah. So going from, as you said, you had no experience with editing or producing or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But all the episodes are entertaining and they're well done. It certainly is something that anybody can pick up and do if they have a passion for it.
Anybody, like, again, you hear that old stupid thing where it's like, if I can do it, anyone can.
Yeah,
it's true. And anybody that wants to, you know, restore an airplane, just film it.
Yeah.
And people will help you, and you can find parts and you create a little community. It's absolutely the best thing you can possibly do. So anybody out there looking to restore or save an airplane, just watch Plane Savers and copy it. Copy as much as you want.
And I've done some research on C-47s and DC-3s. I'm certainly not an expert, but I never knew about the hamburger door.
The old hamburger door. That's a number. Anything with an interesting name, people just hyper-focus on it. So
tell us the story. What is the hamburger door?
Oh, there's a million answers for the hamburger door. But if you look at the DC-3s, and there's many good examples here. There's a little door that's right close to the left-hand prop, and if you were to use it, you'd become hamburger. So
if the engine was running.
Yes, correct.
See, now I always thought that it was the hamburger door because when they loaded the mail and everything in there, then the ground crew would hand up a sack of hamburgers to the pilot and co-pilot before they took off.
That's one of the stories too, which is everything is all equal in the land of the internet.
It's sort of like our air show announcers talk about during the Warbird show when they try to say how many of a specific aircraft has been produced. It's like, this is the number I have, but if your number is different, your number's right.
Yeah,
so same with that story. So what's ahead for you?
Season 2. So I've been keeping this under wraps. I haven't mentioned what aircraft it is, but August 1st, check it out on Plane Savers. We're doing something. It's going to be completely different and a bigger challenge in a lot of ways than what we did.
All right. For those who may not know how to do it, how do they subscribe to your channel?
Very simple. There's this little site called YouTube, and you just type in Plane Savers, and then you see my goofy face, and you hit subscribe.
It's as simple as that.
That's it.
It truly is.
Look for the green glasses. You know.
There you go. Is Buffalo Airways still going strong?
Oh, yeah. Buffalo's doing amazing. Our electric air tankers and DC-3s. Curtis C-46 is flying 1,000 miles a day, every day delivering groceries to the fine people in the Mackenzie Valley.
Wow.
So Curtis C-46 is still living strong in the land of forgot up in the Northwest Territories.
One thing, speaking of large aircraft, how were the mosquitoes when you were doing the restoration?
It was so cold, all the mosquitoes luckily were hibernating.
Very good. So if folks are on the field and they want to see the airplane, it's parked in vintage right now, but we might be moving?
Yeah, we're way at the very, very end of the runway, to the right, I guess, of us.
Yep.
And, we're hopefully going to move it, but it is still kind of wet there. But just look for a hand-painted DC-3, and that's where we'll be.
All right, what's the tail number again? It's
Charlie Foxtrot, Delta Tango Delta.
Very good. Mikey McBrien with Plane Savers. We look forward to the second season coming out August 1st. It's right around the corner. And wish you best of luck and have a great time here at Oshkosh.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. This is the best seats in the house.
It certainly is. You're listening to From the Stand on EIA Radio.